WLIW-FM In Conversation, our special program that brings you dynamic voices from across our region and beyond.
Hi, I'm Minerva Perez, Executive Director of OLOVE Eastern Long Island. I'm honored to be joined by three remarkable young women as we explore what personal power means to them. Camilla, a 10-year-old, Allison, who's 14, and Bella, 16, shared their perspectives and experiences with power before participating in OLA's Find Your Power, Build Your Power martial arts workshops. The unique classes were developed in collaboration with Sensei Michelle at Epic Martial Arts. This first conversation offers surprising insight into how much power these girls already possessed before taking part in the workshops, and we followed up with them after the series to discover how they learned to merge their interpersonal power with their newfound physical power. I'm going to start this off by asking just a pointed question, and then we could talk more about the workshop. But Bella, if you would, share with me, what is power? What is personal power to you?
Personal power for me really relies on self-love, self-empowerment, and confidence in myself. This is something that I've struggled with over the years, but as I've grown older, I've really gotten a lot better at just like loving myself more and realizing that I do have power in the way I handle my emotions and situations.
Great. Thank you. Allison.
Power for me is like to be strong, like have confidence, like how to talk and how to express. That's like power for me.
Okay. Wonderful. Camilla.
And power to me is like having confidence in yourself and like probably having like faith in yourself and probably helping others that don't have as much power as you.
Okay, using your power for good. So what I want to ask you is, do you have power? And I'll start with you, Allison. Do you feel that you have power?
Yes, I do. It's hard, but yeah, I feel it because like I can find a way how to express myself. And, you know, it's hard like to love yourself because we're teenagers. So it's kind of hard, but I always try to like think about it and try my best to express myself and to feel power.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bella, do you feel that you have power?
I feel like I have developed power over time. I definitely know that I have struggled in the past with confidence and self-love, but I feel like I've become a lot stronger-minded person, and that really empowers me. And I love giving people advice, so I love empowering others and being there for others, and that also makes me feel powerful that I get to do good with the power that I have. I feel like I've also have a very mature understanding on different types of aspects of life and things that teenagers often go through, which helps me to help others a lot. And like I said, it's very empowering for me and for others.
Wonderful. Camilla, do you have power?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask this next question. You can each answer it kind of individually, but you have power. Yeah. Tell me why you feel power.
I feel power because, like, before, like, I feel like the last couple of years, I had others try carrying me on, like, showing power for me.
Trying to take power from you or trying to give you power?
Like, trying to give me power.
Okay.
And they were showing, like, they would explain things for me. But, like, now I feel like I'm the one doing it for other people.
Okay. Here's a kind of an interesting question. Might sound kind of weird, but because I'm kind of getting a sense of it from each of you, but if I were to say where, because this is very much your personal power, where in your body, where in yourself do you have your power? Where do you feel your power most in yourself? Camilla?
I feel it a lot in my like thighs and my legs and probably my eyes, because like it just shows to other people that I have power if I need it. Like,
because you make great eye contact, so yeah. I can kind of see that for sure. And I know you're an athlete, so
I'm getting all that. What else were you going to say about that?
Like, in the legs. I like, if you need help with something, can definitely help you.
You can lift things for me?
Yeah.
Good. Because I need help. Please, Allison, where do you feel power in yourself?
I feel power in my heart and in my mouth. Because, like, in my heart, I can feel... Oh, and in my ears. Because, like, I can hear the other people telling me their problems. And in my heart, because I can feel it and I try to understand them. And in my mouth, because I can like, talk with them and give, like, yeah, talk with them.
Okay,
to
great.
Feel better.
I get that. That's great. Bella, how about you? Where do you feel power in yourself?
Within myself, I definitely think that there's two different categories for power. There's physical power and there's also, like, sort of mental power. And for physical power, I definitely feel it, like Camilla said, in, like, my, like, limbs, because it's just, like, areas that you work on, maybe, like, working out or sports that help you become more powerful physically.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, like, mentality-wise, I have a lot of my power in my, like, head, because I, like said, I feel like I have a very mature understanding of things, and that all comes from the way I analyze things in my brain. And I also feel like I have a lot of power with my mouth, because I can express those thoughts and just, like, basically what I think to others, and I feel like that can be very empowering.
Okay. I'm going to spin it around a little bit and say, because you all have power, and I'm so excited to talk with you again after the series of workshops, because I don't know, the sky's the limit. I don't even know what's going to happen after this. I think three of you are going to be running things. But give me an example, because we all know what it feels like. I certainly know what it feels like to be disempowered. What are some examples, without getting way too deep or too personal, but what are some examples of how circumstances or people take our power away? So again, I'm asking this question to not go deep into every little thing here, but what are some examples that you see where power gets taken away from people, and especially from girls? I'm going to focus a bit on girls here. So how does power get taken away from girls?
I felt like my friend would get sometimes bullied by my other friend, and they used to be really good friends.
Mm.
But, like, I felt like they took away power from both of them, because, like, when they were speaking to each other, it would really hurt them sometimes.
Mm. Yeah, you know, that's amazing, because you're right. That no one has power in that situation. Someone's getting hurt and someone's hurting someone, and neither one of those situations are powerful or empowering, that's for sure. So, Allison, what's an example of when girls can have their power taken away? What can do that?
When people think or say they're, like, sorry, but they're bitches or something. Sorry, but that happens in high school. So, yeah, and, like, be with people, like, they're, like, saying you're weird or why you like this song or something like that. That's horrible. Don't do that. That's bad.
Absolutely. So, Bella, what is something that takes away, that you've seen take away a girl's power?
Something that I've seen take away a girl's power is, okay, in my friend group, I've seen maybe one of my friends comes to school in an outfit that they like, and they feel good about themselves. They feel good about how their day is going to go. Really, like, about, like, relying on the outfit, and then someone will tell them their outfit is ugly and start, like, making fun of them, and they'll get really upset. And I personally think it's just rude to do that. There's no reason. It's really unnecessary to put other people down for things that they like. Just, like, this is cringy, but, like, don't yuck my yum, stuff like that. So I've seen that be really effective in taking away some of my girlfriends. Not girlfriends, but, like, you know what I'm talking about. Power away from them, especially when it comes from a male.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that, because it kind of seemed like I was feeling like I couldn't really tell, and I'm not going to put it all on boys or men or whatever, but it can come from both, or come from anyone that's going to disrespect someone and try to make them feel bad and make them take away their power, you know, in this way. I feel, I'm getting the energy from you all that you're all great allies. and you speak up, that you've got friends that you help support. Each of you are saying that you're the ones listening and sharing your ideas. And it's really amazing to be sitting at this table with you. It's very, very special. So I want to kind of jump into this because part of the build, so we've got a Build Your Power workshop, and that's a self-defense and awareness training for girls 13 to 18 years old. So some girls are going to take that training. And then we've also got a Find Your Power self-defense and awareness training for girls 8 to 12. That's going to be a combination of a lot of physical, you know, physical strength and what it feels like to allow yourself to feel strong, using your legs, your arms, your voice. I was also asking, you know, where do you feel power? And when you're saying mouth, because so much of our breath, our sound, so much of what we kind of bring to the table when we walk into a room or we're called upon to answer a question, a lot of it's in our vocal. And there's a lot that I still experience as a woman in a position where I feel like I'm bringing something to the table. I feel sometimes like I can't talk, or I have to speak in a certain way, or if I sound kind of too strong that I have to back it down. So our vocals are very, very important in where our power is. And you all already kind of are expressing that, but I think this workshop is also going to, you know, kind of tap into some of that. And then, and some other ideas around power and how to be stronger allies, how to really stand for yourselves, which you all do. But I have a question for you about personal space, especially as young people. Young people, because we've got parents and they're amazing, and then we've got aunts and uncles and we've got teachers. We've got a lot of people that have authority over us when we're younger. And so this idea that, well, I can't tell you all, like adults, what to do. But yet I kind of feel like everyone's telling me what to do. I only want to focus on this one area of personal space. How do you feel about that? Do you feel as though it's been hard for you to kind of claim your personal space? Any thoughts on that? And that could be as simple as being in a classroom and having someone just like want to talk up in your face, or being at a family function and not feeling like you can tell so-and-so, hey, I don't want to give you a hug. What are some examples of personal space where you feel as though you didn't really have a say in the matter, or you kind of felt like, I have no voice in this? What do you think, Camilla? Personal space.
I feel like definitely in school, like when you have to do like a project with some other people that you're not really friends with, like sometimes I don't really talk to you as much as I like include other people for like questions, because you might not be as smart or you're smarter. And then I feel like also, again, probably with the people touching you or like...
Please share that. I mean, you know, in terms of just like things that can be sort of basic and everyone else can be like, oh, that's no big deal. But there are times when you might feel like, hey, that's... I don't... Right?
Yeah. Okay. Definitely in school, again.
Yeah.
Like people try to get into your spaces a lot. Like if you have lockers, they like try looking into your lockers, or like... In class, they might, like, get in your face a lot, and you don't like that.
Do you feel that you're able to say, or that you feel that you have the right to say, or you feel like you have the right words to say, hey, you know, actually, is it okay if you're over there and I'm over here? Or it's hard to say those things, because it almost sounds like it could be rude, or they're going to get upset, or you're going to get in trouble. How do you handle that? So someone's in your personal space, and you kind of don't like it. Do you feel like you have a way...
I really just tell them to stop. But, like, I tell them nicely.
Okay.
But, like, I tell them to, like, just not have their hands, like, right next to me, or, like, mm-hmm. them leaning over me.
Okay, good. Sounds like you have a nice way of doing it. But no matter what, you're doing it, which is great, because you have the power and the right to do that. How about you, Bella? Personal space. Any examples?
Well, at home, I feel like... over time, my personal space has gone more personal, I guess. My parents have learned to understand that sometimes I just want to be alone. So that's good. That's not really an issue for me. Since I'm getting older, I do attend some parties. And at parties, it's not like an uncomfortable invasion of personal space, but you do, like, some people, like, just won't leave you alone, I guess. And it gets very annoying. So that is something that kind of bothers me And what I do is I just kind of walk away, go to my friends, and just find my safe space so that I don't have to deal with any annoying people that try to invade my personal space, whether it's like with like bombarding questions that I just don't want, or like it's someone that I don't feel the need to speak to, stuff like that.
Okay, that's great. How about you, Allison? Back to you.
Personal space is important. It is. And in school, it's very important for me because, like, I don't want someone touching me or someone, like, talking or, no, just no. But I just tell them, like, can you stop, like, touching me and being, you know, like that, because that's kind of annoying. I don't say that, but I just ignore him and, yeah.
But I think, you know, it's a thing that happens a lot, you know,
yeah,
and it doesn't always only happen to girls and women, but there's sometimes it's a struggle between how do we say it? How do we be nice? How do we be respectful, especially if it's an adult or if it's a person our age, we don't hurt their feelings or we don't want to be shunned and suddenly now we're not in a friend group because that person got mad at that person that we said whatever. But yet we have a right to our personal space. And that's just a fact. And we know what's comfortable and what's not comfortable. And no one else has to tell us, well, I'm 3 feet away from you. Isn't good enough? You know, maybe it's not. Maybe I'm having a bad day and you need to be 5 feet away from me. But it is our right. And that'll be some other things that we kind of like explore a bit. I want to say, because you all have identified that you have power. You kind of know where it is. You know why you have it. You know what you're doing with it. But let's say, not just because of this workshop, but that little by little, you're going to grow more and more power. Give me an example of when you feel that, and this could be sort of dreaming out loud, but when you start to get the power that you know that you really want and you're ready for, what are some things that you would do with that power?
Talk with my friends.
Talk with your friends?
Yeah.
And help your friends?
Yeah. I really love to help my friends, and I love to communicate with them and hear them and try my best, because like a lot of people say, they're like, you're like my home. They say that to me. And yeah, I'm always like trying to be happy and help them, because like who wants to be sad and mad? No one. So I just try my best to like, you know, be the best. That's it.
Okay. Bella, how about you? If you had the power and you keep building it and it's building the way you want it to build, what would you do with that?
I would definitely advocate and influence other people to also build on their own power, because I feel like that's very important, and because everyone should have a sense of power in themselves and in the way that they're dealing with situations or their mentality. So I would definitely speak out on it. And I feel like I am very good with advice. So it's something that I feel confident in myself to do. And I feel like I'm very influential sometimes, like when it comes to stuff like that. Or if I've experienced something personal in my life that I know how to deal with, I feel confident in being able to give people the power to power through their own situation that was similar to the one that I went through.
That's great. Camilla, what would you do with even a stronger sense of power than you have right now?
If you have some, not all friends, but like you may have like one friend that might get like mad that you have so much power and like you want to try helping them, but you also don't want them to like take all the power away from you, or like that they think that that's right and like they keep doing that.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. So that if you keep doing that, that you'll just feel like they might feel they have to keep coming for you, and then that might take a lot out of you.
Yeah. But like I feel like also giving them a little bit of power helps them a lot with their life. And like if they have issues with their family or stuff, just having some power helps them a lot.
Okay.
And like always keeping power for yourself though.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Well, I'm even more excited to do this series of workshops that's coming up. And then I'm excited also to talk with you after. about some similar topics here, and just to see what else we all learned, what I learned, you know, from being in the room with everyone, and especially what I'm going to learn from you all. So I just want to thank you again, Bella and Allison and Camilla, for being here today and talking with me and sharing some of these ideas and thoughts and experiences. Really is, that's powerful. It's been a powerful conversation, and I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the special edition of WLIW-FM In Conversation. Find this episode and more on WLIW.org/radio and wherever you stream podcasts. Tune in tomorrow for the follow-up conversation and hear how these exceptional young women merge their inherent interpersonal power with their newfound physical power. I'm your host, Minerva Perez, Executive Director of OLA of Eastern Long Island.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of WLIW-FM In Conversation, our special program that brings you dynamic voices from across our region and beyond.